This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's 10:16 here on Saturday morning, and we've got our first guest on the phone, Fiona.
Yes, Victims of Crime Commissioner Fiona McCormack. Welcome to the program, Fiona.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, Fiona, there was a recent report that you've just completed, which is alarming reading, Silenced and Sidelined, a report about the victims of crime and the situations they find themselves in. Can you please give us a rundown of this report and why you are calling for a new deal for victims?
Yeah, thank you. Look, The inquiry was on victims' experience of participating in the justice system. And so what I learnt was that despite the efforts of, the different interventions that have been put in place over the years to try to make the justice process easier for victims, despite the positive experiences I heard from people about, really good people in the justice system, a particular person who helped them, a kind support person or a really supportive police station, police officer. Overwhelmingly, I heard that because of the structure of our justice system, too many victims are leaving the justice system being harmed by the process itself. So, as disturbing as that was to hear about people's experience as they went through the justice system, feeling, such high levels of anxiety, distress, they experienced insomnia. I heard from people who talked about, getting to the point where they were thinking or actually harming themselves. The justice system needs to be, I've heard for a long time different governments saying they believe that the justice system, they're working towards a more victim-centric, trauma-informed justice system. We're nowhere near that. There's a lot of work to do. So the 55 recommendations I've made are about making the justice system safer and easier for people to participate.
Now, Fiona, I know that there was the LGBTIQA plus community is unfairly represented along with other communities. Can you tell us a little bit more about what your findings were in that regard?
Yeah, look, I really wanted to make sure that the inquiry, as much as possible, reflected people's experiences who are largely invisible to the justice system, including the LGBTIQ community. And I want to thank Joy Radio because you had me on when I, first started the inquiry and helped with promoting the survey, which I really appreciated. And I want to thank everybody who participated in the survey and took the time to share their experiences and their views with me. And so what I learnt, I don't think will come as a significant surprise to many in the community, and that was that people felt marginalised, minoritised, even criminalised by the justice system, whether through misgendering or judging, shaming, victim blaming, and that there was a lot of distrust. I heard a lot about the level of distrust of reporting to police in the first place. So that means that the LGBTIQ community are, failed at the first hurdle because the justice system isn't an option for many who are too distrusting of police to report in the first place. I remember hearing from one man who said, we're supposed to turn, the people that we are supposed to turn to keep us safe are exactly the people that we fear the most. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done by Victoria Police to make their service provision to victims safer. But I'm also making recommendations that would hopefully make that easier for the community, the LGBTIQ community.
Hi, Fiona. It's Isabel here. What you've just said, I absolutely agree with. And just drawing from my healthcare background, working with sexual assault survivors, a lot of people reported to me being told how difficult it would be to go through the court system as a victim. Have you observed instances during your 5-year tenure where police may have discouraged victims from pursuing justice due to concerns around reputation or the financial burden, any other factors that you can draw on?
Oh, yeah. I've made specific recommendations for sexual assault victims, and the Victorian Law Reform Commission released a report with recommendations about improving responses to sexual assault victims. I think it's 2-3 years ago now. We're waiting for that sexual harm strategy. I'm making recommendations. I'm making recommendations that the Victorian government introduce a victims' legal service. We need to ensure that from the time of reporting, victims have legal advice. One of the things I heard from the LGBTIQ community was there's not a strong understanding of their rights as victims. And so I've made recommendations that would largely strengthen legal protections around victims of crime. But I think having a dedicated, publicly funded victim service to provide independent legal advice would make an enormous difference to victims, so that they are duly informed, so that they are not expected to navigate this really incredibly complex system on their own.
Perhaps you could run us through some of your priority recommendations, additional priority recommendations from the report.
Yeah, of course. So look, I'm recommending that victims' rights should be acknowledged as human rights, included in, there should be basic entitlements under the Charter of Human Rights. Somebody accused of a crime, and I should say that all the recommendations I've made, none of them would undermine the rights of somebody who's been accused of a crime, because that's really important that we uphold that. But victims' rights need to be stronger. And so I have I've recommended an independent right to review mechanism. I hear from a lot of victims who say, you know, I reported to police and they said there's not enough evidence to charge, and I don't believe them. You know, I'm dubious about that. I think that particularly where there's a high level of discretion by police and prosecutions to make decisions, that we need greater transparency and accountability to victims of crime. So I think having an independent mechanism where, not necessarily to overturn decisions by police or prosecutions, but to make recommendations that a decision might be reviewed, report on that, would be really positive.
So Fiona, just to clarify on that one, are you saying basically it's a second opinion?
It is. It is. And also, you know, I think there's lots of people who say, you know, I think you have some terrific police, you know, absolutely, you know, really dedicated to their work, and then you can get some really lazy behaviour. And I think this would really support people's confidence in the justice system, because that's something I'm really concerned about. We don't have a lot of faith in our justice system, and that's important for a healthy democracy. Another recommendation I'm making is alternative reporting options. If it's so difficult for so many people to report, what about, particularly for those who are more likely to be targeted as victims of crime in the first place, like people from the LGBTIQ community, why not look at alternative and culturally safe options for victims to report? So things like the government's currently scoping the possibility of online reporting for sexual assault victims, which would be fantastic. It would be great to see the Victorian government scope that more broadly for LGBTIQ victims, Aboriginal victims, you know, people newly arrived to Australia, those people who face greater difficulties in reporting, more likely to face have distrust or have experienced bias and discrimination, including from police in the past, that would make them hesitant in coming forward. So look, I'd encourage people to have a look at the report, because sounds really boring, but it's actually got, it's plain English and it's got some cracking recommendation in there, I think.
Well, that's a question I was going to ask you, Fiona. How can people access the report? And then also my next question would be, when do you think some of the, what's the timeline to these recommendations being implemented?
Thank you. Look, the people can access the report on my website, which is the Victims of Crime Commissioner website in Victoria. And I think the other thing is that the Victims of Crime Commissioner, my role is to advocate on behalf of people of, who have been victims of crime. I'm not part of government. I'm not part of the justice system. I can't compel government or a justice agency necessarily to do anything. All I can do is advocate. And I would encourage people. I'm really hopeful. I'm hoping the government respond to this report because, let me make this point, there are so many reports, the recommendation I'm making about a victim's legal service, that's been made seven times already by reports in Victoria since 2016. And that's another recommendation I've made, a public account by the Victorian government of every recommendation, because you can imagine how many victims have participated in those that are hoping. I'd encourage people to speak to their local MPs. I'd encourage people to write to the government to because this is in the government's hands now and justice agencies.
So Fiona, the local MP to the Victorian Pride Centre here is Josh Burns, who also happens to be the chair of the Federal Human Rights Committee. So I'm sure it'll be interesting for Josh to be able to see what recommendations you're making if you think they could be added into any human rights charter that he may be considering.
Thanks for the tip.
Fiona, we're happy to join the dots here at Joy.
Fiona, and we thank you very much for joining us today on Saturday Magazine. We really appreciate and applaud all the work that you do. And of course,
it sounds like a really good report. Thanks, Fiona.
And we encourage our listeners to go online and read the report. Thank you so much, Fiona. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Have a great weekend.
You're on Joy 94.9, Paul, Fiona and Isabel. Stay with us. We got some more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.